אתם מאזינים ל-SBS בעברית.
In the Haggadah, we are commanded to see ourselves as if we personally left Egypt. So from a rabbinic perspective, how does this experiential freedom translate into the responsibility towards others, especially when members of our community feeling so vulnerable and targeted?
Look, I think that I was just writing about this. I think that we feel it's not too difficult to feel as if we've personally been redeemed. We understand what it feels like to be oppressed. And I think right now our community, both in Australia, in Israel, and around the world, are feeling vulnerable and feeling afraid. And I think that fear is what's holding us back. The ability to live our normal lives as we would like any other human being is being challenged. And I guess for me, how do we feel as if we can be free even living under this oppression? I mean, I have to say, I actually do. I look to Israel and I see what everybody's doing in the shelters. I see that even, you know, despite all the missiles and the bombs, there are people afraid. They're afraid to move, but they're staying where they are, and they're, you know, they're decorating the shelters. They're still getting married. They're celebrating. They're singing. I saw my son is in Jerusalem, and you know, he's in the middle of the tefillah. The alarms are going off, and they're continuing to sing the Torah services. They're all walking together, you know, down six flights of stairs into the shelter. And you know, to me, that's exercising our freedom, even within a situation where we are restrained. You know, freedom is very much also a state of mind.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm reminded of Frankl's work, yeah, which is exactly that point. So the Hebrew word Mitzrayim, Egypt, uh-huh, right, is often linked by rabbis to the idea of Metzarim, narrow places. Yeah. Yeah. What might narrowness look like in today's social or cultural climate? How can the message of Passover guide individuals and communities toward a sense of hachava, expansion, dignity and confidence?
Ken. Well, I think that again, narrowness is a state of mind, and I think that so many in our community, to be quite honest, have had a closed and a narrow mind as a sense of self-protection, and we need that. But I also think that that constrains us, and I think that we forget that out of the Pesach story, we're supposed to, you know, the mitzvah of, you know, don't oppress the stranger, for you are strangers in the land of Egypt. That's where the mitzvah comes from, you know, to show empathy, to recognize that it's not just us who suffer. There are plenty of other people who are suffering. And with the situation, you know, again, right now in Israel, but throughout the Middle East, you know, there are innocent Iranians who are suffering. There are innocent people that are living in many Middle Eastern countries right now that are suffering, that are feeling constrained, and even here in Australia, many of us are some are more afraid than others. Everyone's responding to what's happening, the anti-Semitism, what's happening in Israel, very differently. And I think we're also attacking each other for not thinking the way we think. And I think that that's another form of Mitzrayim, and that we need to, you know, we need to, you know, expand our thinking, expand our tent, expand our hearts, to be able to include people who think differently, who approach and who respond differently to us right now. And we can't afford to be angry with each other. There's too much other people angry at us, you know. And be safe, don't be stupid. But I think that we need to open our hearts and our minds and get out of our narrow thinking to be able to truly be free and see the humanity and the love in all Jews and all humanity.
Rabbi Alison, thank you very much for your time. This has been really illuminating.
It's been my pleasure, and I just want to wish you, your family, and everyone a Chag Sameach, and hopefully, God willing, in our lifetime, we'll be able to come out the other end and experience peace.
Amen to that.
סמנו לייק, שתפו והגיבו. עקבו אחרי SBS Hebrew בפייסבוק.